Listening Library presents Larry and the Meaning of Life by Janet Tajin. Read for you by Matt Green.
A note to the reader. Breathe, the yoga instructor said. Really feel the stretch. I closed my eyes and rotated deeper into the spinal twist. Why had I signed up for hot yoga at my age? Through a torturous exhalation, I thought I caught a glimpse of someone familiar in the back of the room. Impossible! What's he doing here? As I switched to my left side, I searched the last row of the yoga studio, but couldn't see the face of the teenager in the blue shirt. Take a few moments to rest in child's pose, the instructor said. I stayed in the spinal twist and waited for the kid in the t-shirt to turn around. When he did, I couldn't help but gasp. Be careful, the instructor said. Don't push yourself too hard. I didn't bother explaining. My outburst had nothing to do with sore muscles. I unfolded my legs and faced the front of the room, but not before I caught the boy's grin. What did Josh want from me this time? When class ended, I filled my water bottle and waited for the inevitable. The lobby cleared out, but Josh was nowhere to be found. I hung around a bit longer, then headed to my car.
I figured since we had our first real conversation in a parking lot, I'd wait for you out here.
Josh's appearances always meant more work for me, but there was no denying I enjoyed seeing him. I asked him what he'd been up to since I saw him last.
It's a long story.
He bent down and reached into his bag. No, absolutely not.
What's your problem?
He held up a water bottle and took a long swig. I'm sorry, I thought it was going to be... One of